Welcome to the desk.
Hey, how you doing? This is
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, we just had a weird thing that happened, kind of...
37,000 feet?
Yeah.
Coming to you? It's a real aircraft, but nobody knows who it is.
Really?
It's been reported by the pilot right behind them.
Really?
Yeah. And the target's been jumping around, but we have no code, no nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just going to call you and tell you that there could be a plane that's...
At 37?
Yeah. So
the other... So another aircraft actually visually saw it?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that's getting even stranger. I was thinking that as I was talking to our SOC guys and thinking that they said there are some telco issues going on down in that area.
Yeah.
But...
I'm going to check with her.
Do you know how far... In front or behind is another aircraft it was?
Let's see here. He's talking to Southwest 4712 and he was talking to United. So how many aircraft have you seen it, Matt? He's still chirping up the airplane there. Anyways, yeah, whatever you did see, if it looked like it was a target, we had it too for a second, and then it's gone again.
Mm-hmm. But I thought what I had heard of is it was the beacon code of another aircraft that we had.
That could have been. I've been working on this for like 2 minutes.
Okay.
So I don't know that much about it yet.
Okay.
I was trying to get our guys to look at it.
Right.
So
north
to here right now.
I'm sorry. What?
In between Red Bluff and you was the last known reported, or you know.
Okay. Okay.
So I guess we'll go from there.
And do we know a direction?
Just appeared to be just northbound, just like everybody else.
Okay.
So. Who is? Okay. Air defense is looking for it now.
Okay.
So. Maybe they'll find out something.
Okay.
I'll let you know if I find anything more.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right,
bye.
Watch this.
Hi, it's...
Yeah.
So are you listening to any of this? Or the Sector 14, they're actually talking about Southwest 4712. He actually has visual on an aircraft that he estimates about 37,000.
Which airplane?
Southwest 4712?
Yeah.
He has visual on an airplane, and we don't even see him on a primary.
Torn northbound.
Yeah.
What kind of, do you have any other information?
He's working on getting a mileage and description out of him right now, but Oakland just called, and they said they've already called the den on this.
Oh, they did? Okay.
So.
Okay.
I'll just let you know if I hear anything else.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. I was just going to call you.
I just listened to all that, so I'm wondering if we can ask if they can even determine a type of an airplane. Are we talking about a 737 or a Learjet or a...
You know, the United... I heard they said that he said it was a spec. I'm not really sure.
I don't know what that... What does that mean?
I don't know. Like something small.
Oh, it's small. Okay.
So, but they're wanting us to call WADS on it. That's what Oakland... just called me and said that they were working with WADS, and so they're wanting us to call them now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
we'll do that.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Seattle Center Operation.
Hey, so this is...
Yes.
Hey, so are you read in on the situation with the...
Yeah, I was just on the WADS phone, so, and I was just telling them... United 612, I don't know if you're painting him. It's off its 3 o'clock position, about 10 or 15 miles is the aircraft. At 370, going northbound. In fact, we just got a getting a hit of a target right now, intermittent.
So do you have a last reported heading speed and altitude for the violator?
We don't, because we haven't been able to track him up. But I would say the heading is... He's parallel to United 612. He's just been there the whole time.
Okay. Yeah, because initially it was reported Southwest 4712 was the guy that he was shadowing.
Well, he was at Southwest 4712. He's about his 1 and 2 o'clock position before, which he's still about his 1 o'clock position.
Okay, so you're saying now he's shadowing United 612?
Yeah, 3 o'clock and 10 to 15 miles. And just a white airplane, unable, no markings, unable to determine the type of an aircraft right now.
So you would say he's 15 miles to the southeast of United Airlines?
I would say, he said 3 o'clock position, so I would say east.
Okay. Okay, so about 5 miles to the southeast then? It'll be about 3 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay. Stand by, sir.
Yes, sir. They're going to give you a traffic call because there's kind of an unusual situation. Traffic potentially through 1 o'clock, close to 1 o'clock and 40 miles opposite directions, estimated between 350 and 370.
Now they're saying the altitude is estimated between 350 and 370.
Okay, yeah, that's what we got reported initially was 37,000 feet. And do you guys have an estimated speed?
Well, we don't. We're unable to track anything up on it, so...
He's at least keeping up with United Airlines.
Correct. Yes, he's staying right between United and Southwest.
Okay. All right, that's where we have him placed then.
Okay.
So as soon as you guys get updates on any of those... if the speed changes or anything else, if you can hit us up over the shell line.
Will do.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye. Sales center operation.
Yes, Bigfoot again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just checking to see if you guys had any updates.
So, still a beam United.
Yeah,
612.
Yeah, between United and Southwest.
He's basically a beam United. It seems, and United said he seems to be tracking about the same speed.
No aircraft type.
No, he's just at a distance away that they can't really make it out. Just a white aircraft with no markings.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going to be, when we have our assets within visual range, they like to kind of know what they're looking for. So
so they've been tracking it up. We had a SkyWest 3478 that was going southbound that also saw it there as well. So kind of a beam United, but United is descending for Portland, and so is Southwest 4712. So kind of in that general area. We've been putting some... like our own targets up there, kind of a beam, that area. But
Yeah. Those
guys are descending for their airports, so now we don't have anything there exactly at that spot.
Okay, yeah, we have them heading about 345 at 300 knots. That mesh with your, what data you guys have?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right, yeah, well, if there's any changes, please pass us. Over the shell line so we can get that updated.
Yeah.
Like I said, our assets will be in tow and they can take a look at it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
I saw that. Sales center operation.
Hey, headquarters, Dan. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, calling about this unknown aircraft that's being reported.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're painting anything in our airspace right now, but United 612... currently northbound going to Portland, and then behind him is Southwest 4712. There's an aircraft somewhere in that position between like United's 3 to 4 o'clock position, Southwest 1 o'clock position, about 10 to 15 miles east of United. Is an aircraft northbound estimated between 350 and 370. We don't know the type of an aircraft other than just white, but it doesn't have any markings on it.
White with what?
No markings.
No markings. White with no markings. Okay.
So they're unable to determine exactly what type of an aircraft it is. at this point.
Okay. So at United's 4 o'clock and Southwest's 1 o'clock.
Correct.
Said.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not painting anything.
Yeah, we see nothing either. So I just talked to Wads, and so they're watching it too. And we just did a few minutes ago, got a couple little hits there.
They're calling you right now if you want to answer on the done.
Oh.
So understand that you guys are you guys requesting military assistance to go up and take a look at, you know, in this vicinity? Are you guys requesting, did you guys request military assistance?
Seattle Center Operations.
At FAA headquarters. Can you have somebody come up over the den?
Yeah.
For this whole hullabaloo?
Yeah, we're getting a Tanner line set up. I don't know if you guys dial into those or not.
No, I don't know. So, yeah, she's calling you over the den whenever anybody can answer up.
That's weird because I must not be connected because I don't hear a thing. I might have to dial back in.
Yeah, she just called again.
Right.
Can this phone go over the den?
This phone right here? No, I'll
have
to dial back in on a different phone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, cool. Thank you. Bye.
Seattle Center Operations.
Hey, they're looking for you on the den.
Yeah, I know. The line's not,
but they want
not connected. I got to dial back in.
Oh, your speakerphone? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to talk to you.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, so reference they want to fly the cap around battleground and said keep some traffic flow around them. Are you good with the Seattle still going underneath them, or does he not want any traffic at all in that vicinity?
You mean the cap around battleground 31 to 35? Is that what you're talking about?
Right.
So
the departures like from 32 should be fine. They keep them under them, or
31 to 35 is what his block is now. I don't see.
He doesn't mean like keep them away, because I mean they're circling around, right? I figured if we had anybody going northbound, you guys could take them under, right?
Yeah, under would be fine. You have a problem with? Oh, stand by. We're talking to the den. Hold on. I'm a little worried in case they have to descend real fast, but was saying put them in the 16th airspace?
He didn't really say. He just said maybe keep them out of the safe, but I don't really know what exactly he wants me to keep out. Well, you know what I mean?
For now, if you keep them under that block, altitude should be fine.
Okay, so we'll just let the air, you know, to watch the rocks and keep aircraft under them?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
So Rock 1 and Rock 2 are going to do flying a cap around battleground for now.
Okay.
31 to 35. They just said keep anybody, like if the departures are going around that area, keep them under. Unless I guess you can top them really well.
Okay.
So just keep an eye on those guys.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey.
Hey, it's again. Are you guys on the Tanner line?
Yes.
Okay, because I guess they're wanting to move them up towards the Tracon.
Yeah, we have somebody on the Tanner line.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Stay.
Here.
It's again.
Yep.
We are going to meet her. We're going to keep your delays to 5 minutes or less just because of everything that's going on.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Bye.